kuonyesha utakatifu huo juu ya dunia ndani ya kanisa.
And you see them call God the Father and he comes in the cloud to visit them.
Na unaona manabii wa
Bwana
Mungu Baba anakuja katika wingu lake kuwatembelea.
You see the Lord coming to envelop them.
Unaona Bwana anakuja na kufunika.
Kama lai wera wa tama yong tama da.
Transfiguring them so the generation can see what the dreadful transfiguration of the Lord looks like.
主把他变貌让这一代人能够看到变貌变荣耀是个什么样子。
You see them command heaven and rain come.
你看上天命令雨水降下来了。
Isaiah promised when they get to India.
当他们应许给你们去印度的时候。
People get up and walking, then you realize that that standard of holiness they have instituted is actually approved and ratified by the Lord. The Lord himself comes there. In Kapkatet, in Kericho, Kisumu 1, Kisumu 2, in Central Park, many places where the cloud of God has come on them. God is simply saying that that is the standard of holiness. It's one holiness.
看这个都起来走路了，这一切的荣耀当中，主圣洁的指示已经给你们了。卡卡佩克温州罗，七字母圣都云彩都降下来了。这里头都有主要去你们圣洁的指示。 Bwana anakuja mwenyewe kudhibitisha na kuimarisha kiwango hicho cha utakatifu.
Na kusema ya kwamba hilo ndio kiwango chake cha utakatifu anahitaji.
Na kusema ya kwamba hilo ndio kiwango chake cha utakatifu anahitaji.
So the Christianity of convenience is a very deadly form of Christianity that will plunge a whole generation into the lake of fire.
因此基督徒那种方便舒服的样式对基督徒的救赎来说是非常危险的，并且影响整个这一代拯救的。所以
if you look at the persecution of this evil age,
因此当你看到这邪恶的这一代逼迫，
you find that God himself has not put before you or before us any trial that he thinks we are not able to surmount.
因为神并没有任何一个试炼你无法战胜的放在你面前。
But the Lord has often labeled the church with the Holy Spirit.
因为神已经用圣灵来帮助你们了，并且主已经命定在基督徒的生命当中、生活当中要受逼迫。
If you are born again, it was obvious to expect to be persecuted. That is what the Lord is saying.
如果你是重生的，你基督徒的道路是要受逼迫的，这是神来已经命定的。For
example, in the book of Revelation of John, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 9.
比如启示录的第一章的九节。
This is what he says.
这就是他说的话。
Revelation, chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录第一章的九节，
He says, I, John,
我约翰，
your brother and companion in the suffering，
就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份有分。 苏瓦西里语的圣经讲得非常的强大。 在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有分的弟兄，就在我们的主耶稣里，非常的严重。
He's saying that God has ordained for us who are his followers, Jesus has ordained for us suffering and patient endurance, which will help us to endure and overcome that suffering.
换言之，主耶稣已经应许给我们，承诺给我们，作为基督徒要分享的就是患难和忍耐，就是忍耐到底的事情。
That is very serious, my dear people.
这是非常的强大，蒙福的人们。
Meaning, whatever the kind of persecution that we may run into, the Lord has already provided a way for us to overcome.
换言之，你受到的逼迫是个什么样的，就已经为你准备好了能够战胜的，能够战胜的办法道路。
Has already ordained that persecution is what we must pass through to polish our work.
并且主允许给我们受逼迫，就是因为有必要查量我们的救赎。
And that's why.In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1,
这是为什么彼得后书的第一章
Read with me 2 Peter chapter 1, blessed people.
彼得后书的第一章跟我一起读一下
He says from verse 1, Simon Peter, the servant of Christ, the servant and apostle of Jesus Christ.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得。
Then he said to those who through righteousness, the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours.
写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们品格一样宝贵心性的人。
In other words, saying that the faith we receive from Jesus is the same faith. Everybody receives the same faith. You cannot say that I have one from the modern world, another one from the third world, but he's saying it's the same faith with the same standards of faith.
换言之，我们从主耶稣基督里收到的信心都是一样的。你不可能说我是从现代世界那收到的，我是从第三世界那收到的。我们的信心都是不一样，不可能这么说。
Peter saw how precious that faith was and he was able to be crucified, to die for it. But that is the same precious faith we have. We should also be able to die for it, to be willing to die for it.
如果彼得收到的救赎是那么有恩典的，他为此而自愿而死，为此而死，那我们收到的信心也是一样的，收到了何等的恩典，我们也自愿的为此而死。
And so he's saying, in the same way, the standards of holiness of the Lord are the same.
这样同样的话子来审对圣洁的标准也是一样的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25,
神命第33的25
He says the following,
他说的如下
Deuteronomy chapter 33,
神命第的33
verse 25 he says,
25
Once you're there, we read together.
找到了，我们一起来读一下。
So Deuteronomy 33, I'm reading verse 25.
我们公布了《旧约》33章25。
He says.
他说。
The bolts of your gates.Will be iron and bronze.
你的门栓是铜的、铁的。
And your strength will be equal to your days.
你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
When he was talking to Asher,
当他跟亚瑟说话的时候
，providing this blessing to him.
把这个祝福要提供给他。这就是主说的话。
He promised him oil.
他应许给他们油。
And then he promised him the strength that would carry him throughout all every day that the Lord has assigned him.
并接受应许给他们给他的力量，能够支撑他整个一切主允许他的日子里使用的。
并
且我们都知道主把你的每一个日子已经都知道有多少。因此同样的方式来主跟这一代说话，跟教会说的话，告诉他说你不要把你的标准降低。
You don't have to compromise your Christian walk because the Lord does not take compromise. He has zero tolerance to a compromised Christian salvation.
你不应该基督徒的生活方式当中你自己做妥协，因为神从来没有把基督徒的救赎的标准降低。
Very clearly that the church in Pergamum, when they compromised, the Lord touched the sword. He wants to butcher his own church.
我们看得很清楚，当别加摩教会在自己救赎当中妥协的时候，主要拿要拔主耶稣的刀剑来要屠杀他们。
Even as you're going through persecution or the trials or the temptations you'll go through, he has provided sufficient power through the Holy Spirit that you may overcome. So you don't need to compromise.
因此无论你经历逼迫，无论你经历什么样的迷惑，主已经提供给你这个圣灵来充分的能力能够战胜，因此你没有任何理由来妥协。
Look at the
promise he gives in Matthew 28 to the church.
看一下他怎么的赐给教会应许，在马太福音28
that you may obey him fully and that you may not compromise and serve him fully without compromise.
如果你彻底的顺服他，没有任何妥协，然后彻底的服侍他，没有妥协，那这样你收到这个应许。
He says Matthew 28 verse 18 then Jesus came to them and said.
马太28:18主说，耶稣近前来对他们说
All authority in heaven and on earth has been again let me just open this page again All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me That is what Jesus said to them
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，这就是主耶稣跟他们说的话。
And so that is what Jesus is saying to the present day church also. You don't need to compromise because all authority in heaven and authority all of it on the earth has been given to him and he will help you.
因此这只是给你们教会给你们的应许，看一下天上地下所有的权柄已经都在主耶稣基督的手中，你不必要妥协任何一点点，因为所有的一些权柄都在他的手里，你不必要去妥协。
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the SonAnd of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So this is something Jesus was saying to the entire generations of Christians, all of them from the first church until today.
因此这就是主耶稣基督给整个基督徒说的话，给你们的命令，就是从起初原始的教会到如今整个基督的身体。
And verse 20 is even more powerful things, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
二十节更加的强大，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to overcome everything I've commanded you.
我赐给你的所有的指示，所有的吩咐都教训给他们。
Obey, I don't know what you're reading. And teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
让他们能够遵守并且顺服我赐给你们的，我传给你们的所有的指示。
And finishes by saying, And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Jesus promised never to forsake his church, to always be with the church, helping her that she may not need to compromise.
这样的话，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这样，主耶稣基督给我们做强大的应许，耶稣总不会丢掉自己的教会，总是要帮助教会来战胜所有的一切逼迫和一切的诱惑，因此你不必去妥协。
You don't need to compromise to sin with sin or with wickedness or immorality, because he promised he would be with us all the way to the end.
因为你不必要任何跟随更任何邪恶任何放荡去妥协，因为神主耶稣基督已经赐给你们这强大的应许，他要一直到世界的末了要跟你同在。撒加利亚四章的六节，神说，
So he said to me,
他对我说
This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的
Not by might,
万军之耶和华说
Not power,
不是依靠势力
okay. But by my spirit says the Lord Almighty, yes, indeed, Israel has its own translation. Not by might, nor power,But by the Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. So that is a tremendous promise. The Lord said His Spirit that He promised would come to you in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 has come to you, and so you will overcome by the Spirit of the Lord.
Anasemeakwamba.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵。因此，这是给你们强大的应许。当我们看到的《使徒行传》的一章的八节，主的灵领到你身上，帮助你来战胜所有的一切。这是主的灵帮助你的，方能成事。
And he says very, very clearly, here, blessed people.
他在这说的非常非常的清楚，蒙福的人们。
That his power would be with you.
他的大能，他的能力要跟你同在。
He would bring the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord would bring the power of the Lord. It's not by your power, by your might, but by the Spirit of God that will bring the life of Christ into your life, and you will overcome.
他带来圣灵，圣灵就帮助你，圣灵带给你神的大能，神的能力，这不是依靠你自己的能力，你自己的大能，圣灵在你生命当中动工，这是圣灵赐给你的，这就是主耶稣基督给你的应许。
彼
多书二章十一到十五
，verse 13, 14 are suffice anyway.
13-14节就是核心。
Titus chapter 2 says, For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people.
彼多书的二章十一节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live a life self-controlled, upright and godly life in this present perverted world. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。因为他说
with rejecting ungodliness and wickedness and immorality, but accepting and in building in our lives godliness, holy life, upright life in a perverted generation. Sufficient power, the grace came with sufficient potency, sufficient power to help you.
只说神的恩典有充分的能力，充分的大能来指示你，带领你，让你避开，让你战胜所有的一切情欲，不敬虔的心，除去所有的一切世俗的，然后让你接受，让你建立所有的一切属于神的公义、敬虔、圣洁。那让我们看一下这个恩典怎么样的可以降下来领在你身上。
It says for the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people, literally all 8 billion on the earth now, yes all。
因为这恩典降下来要遮盖所有的一切人，简直是这所有的一切人，他为我们舍了。
The Lord is so powerful, he can save all. He simply wants you to go and introduce them to Jesus.
主非常的强大，主简直是能够拯救所有的一切人。
And so if you read the book of Genesis chapter 3, let's see when this grace appeared.
让我们看一下创世纪的第三章，这个恩典怎么样的出现。
Verse 6 says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye,Look at the last thing right there. And also desirable for gaining wisdom. Look at gaining wisdom through the back door. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Verse 6.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，看下这情欲，眼中的情欲，却是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，看着走后门来得到智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked.So they sewed fig leaves together and made a covering for themselves.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果梳的叶子为自己编做裙子。
One of the descriptions the Lord gave them was that they are naked. They were wretched, pitiful, poor, but not blind. And then he said they are naked.
看下主怎么说老底家教会，老底家教会在罪当中堕落，怎么描述的？他们是赤身的，有一些描述他们的、贫穷困苦，下眼的，可是体重有赤身的。
So it's amazing because when mankind falls, then he becomes naked. And yet when they are restored, and you look at the church in Sardis, when he talks to them, he says, however, there are few people in Sardis and they are clothed in white. So when the church, when you are now wearing your glorious body, when you have defeated sin, your soul will be clothed. A redeemed soul is clothed. You'll be clothed in white and glorious walking with Jesus.But when you are in this world, the fallen state, you are naked. So this is the whole difference between the body that is fallen, that is not redeemed, and the glorious body you will have when the Messiah comes. The glorious body is clothed, but now you are naked in terms of the sin that has plagued this condition.
这些教会基督徒人堕落的时候在神面前是赤身的，主怎么描述撒丁教会的一些人，他们是在神面前是穿衣服的，穿白衣的，这样人得救在神面前打败罪恶，那就他是穿衣服的，可是人的灵魂堕落了，在罪恶当中他是神面前是赤身的，这是完全不同的差别，穿上了荣耀的身体荣耀的衣服，那是得救的，不在罪中的，战胜罪恶的灵魂。
That are sinful desire.
可是这罪的情欲，这堕落的肉体的欲望被战胜，那这个是有罪的、堕落的、赤身的灵魂。
As he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。
So that's amazing. You see now, man has fallen, the children of God have fallen, and the Lord now begins the first step, the first footprint.Because he can see them, he can see that they are fallen, he saw even when they fell, and then he saw that they are fallen, he thought that they are hidden from him, he can't see him. God is all seeing, all knowing, omnipresent, omnipotent. And then when he began the first step towards them, even before he said one word, that is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men began.
看一下人堕落的时候，他们是躲避神的眼目，可是看一下在这，我们看到神的第一个脚步来接近他，这就是神的恩典的开始，神是无所不见无所不在的，神看到你的一切，然后从神这里就开始拯救堕落人类的第一个脚步，这就是从神而来的恩典，来拯救整个人类的计划。
Kuelekea katika kutafuta watoto wake ambao wameanguka. When the Lord began just that first step, made the first step like this, to walk towards his fallen children, that is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
当神的第一个脚步这么踏在地上来找他，神的恩典就开始来拯救整个人类的计划就开始了。
And then look at how he escalated that grace to verse 9.
看先生怎么样的把这个恩典扩大化发起的进展。
Where are you? God calling out to his lost children. God extending his arm of grace to his lost children, going to look for his lost children. And the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men right there.
第九节，耶和华神呼唤那人对他说，你在哪里？神现在寻找自己丢失的失去的孩子，神伸出来他的膀臂他的手臂来，要寻找自己失去的儿女。
God extending his arm of grace, reaching out to bring back his lost children. That is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
神伸出他恩典的手臂来寻找，再带回来自己失去的，在最终堕落的自己的儿女，这就是神拯救人类计划的开始。
Even the verse 10, when he's engaging them to discuss the fall. How did you fall? That kind of engagement and the discussion about the fall, that is now God trying to find a way to help his children that have disappeared. The grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
神的恩典把这个救赎带给整个人类了。第十节我们可以看到神介绍这个情况，神介入这个情况本身是神来要帮助这个堕落的人，把神的恩典要带给他们的，神的意图。
And verse 15 of Genesis 3 is also the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
十五节，神的恩典出现，把这个救赎带给整个人类。那同样的内容记载在创世纪三章的十五节。
In the time of God, can you? So anyway, it says verse 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers.
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，也要伤她的脚跟。这就是主头一次介绍十字架的地方。首次的福音，第一次的福音就在这里，就是主耶稣基督来死在十字架的事情。当他说基督来粉碎撒旦的头，在这界定了那些重生的基督徒他们的生活样式。在十五节，在那儿就放下来了那些区别，分开来的区别，就是属于神的得救的主耶稣基督的后裔，跟那些撒旦的属于撒旦的后裔，他们之间的明确的一个界定，他们之间的仇恨，基督徒跟世界之间的仇恨。
He laid here the separation between the born-again Christians and the sin of this world.
重生的基督徒跟这世界的罪恶之间的仇恨，这就是界定重生人的特点。
21 is see again the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
二十一节再度的表明神的恩典出现，把这个救赎带给整个人类了。
Because he says the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
因为神说了，耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿衣服了。
Meaning he slaughtered a ram.
换言之，他杀掉了一只羊。
This first death here symbolized the death of Christ.
这就是头一次的死亡，象征着主耶稣基督的死。
That Christ would die for the sin of the world, and through His blood, this is now introducing the worship of the blood here. Through His blood, we would now get garments of righteousness. This is the scripture.That you see finally fulfilled in the book of Revelation chapter 19 when you wear finest linen, bright and clean, which is the righteousness of the saints.
这是世界的罪恶借着主耶稣基督的宝血得救的情况，就是世界的罪恶只有借着主耶稣基督的宝血来洁净。在这儿开始了敬拜主耶稣基督宝血的事情。
hadi wa tisa wakati unapovalia uhaki wa Mungu.
When the Lord delivered Noah, when Noah was preaching for 120 years, pleading with that generation to repent because judgment is coming, that is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
Wakati ambapo Mungu alimuokoa Noa baada ya Noa kuhubiri miaka 120 akionya kizazi cha majira hayo wapate kutubu na wakakosa kutii. Hivyo basi wakati Noa alipotii,
when Noah was bringing them that grace, was preaching to them, announcing them, please repent, be righteous, judgment is coming, that is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
当五日出现带给他们恩典的时候，跟他们说了：你们悔改，请求你们悔改，要公义，要悔改，要圣洁。跟他们这么传讲，这里带来神的恩典给他们的。
When in the book of Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 to 24, Enoch was raptured. That is when the grace of God that brings salvation to all men has appeared. That's when the Lord brought it. He exemplified it right there.
创世纪五章二十一到二十四节，以诺可以提早告诉我们，把这个救赎恩典要带给我们的。When
in Genesis chapter 7 verse 16, Noah entered the boat and the door was locked and the judgment came, but they were saved. That is when the grace of God that brings salvation to all men has appeared.
关于其他的五脏的细节，当挪亚进房中，神来把门关掉了，这就是神的恩典带到救赎。
In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, when Abraham was being blessed and being told that through his lineage, in verse 3, the whole world would be blessed because the Messiah would come.
创世十二章的一到三节，当亚伯兰受到神祝福的时候，神说了：通过你的血统来要祝福整个人类。那就第三节，亚伯兰受到了米赛亚，通过他的血统而出生。 整个一切的人类借着他的后裔米赛亚来得祝福，这是神的恩典出现，把这个救赎带给整个人类的事情。
When in Genesis 22 verses 13 and 15, he laid the altar and captured Isaac and he wanted to slaughter him and the ram appeared. And there was a substitute death. Instead of Isaac, now it's a ram that is the Lamb of God. That is when the grace of God has appeared right on that Mount Moriah that brings salvation to all men.
创世纪二十二章十三到十五节，当以撒被这个亚伯拉罕捆绑放在这个祭坛上要被屠杀的时候，公羊出现，这就是代替的死亡，神的羔羊出现，这就是摩利亚山上挂上的事情，这就是神的恩典，把这个救赎带给人类的事情。
But we cannot forget Genesis 19 in Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19 verse 16 to 35. Verse 16 says, when he hesitated, the man grabbed, they grasped his hand and the hand of his wife and his two daughters, and they led them into safety out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. That is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men, pulling him out of judgment.
创世纪十九章十六到二十五节，我们不可能忘记索多玛和俄摩拉。当他们在那儿犹豫不决，就是没有速度的离开那城，那神的天使拉着他们的手，他的妻子，他的女儿，就这样把整个一家人从那个受。 审判的索多玛和俄摩拉当中救出来，这就是神的恩典出现，把这个拯救拯救带给人类的。
When he appears with the sacrifice, he's going to bring the new covenant. He's going to bring at the Calvary cross. That is where the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
我们不可能忘记创世纪十四章十七到二十节，当麦基洗德出现，拿着饼和葡萄酒，那这就是道成肉身之前的主基督象征着自己的牺牲，这是神的恩典，把就是带给人类的事情。以西结三十三的十一节，像他说的如下。
In Ezekiel 33:11, when he says to them, when he says to them, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their wicked ways and live. Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, people of Israel? That is when the grace of God has appeared that brings salvation to all men.
你对他们说，主耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我断不许恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。以色列人，你们转回转回吧，离开恶道何必死亡呢？转回转回，这就是神的恩典出现，把救赎带给人类的事情。转回转回，离开恶道何必死亡呢？
And so we see very clearly the Lord saying that the grace of God that has appeared, that He brought to mankind, is self-sufficient, should teach you how to reject sin and evil and wickedness, and also teach you how to be able to accept righteousness and holiness for the kingdom of God.
因此主的恩典是自己充满的，自己充分的，自动的教导你怎么样的拒绝邪恶、罪恶，怎么样的去、接纳公义、圣洁、天国。
So he's essentially saying that there is no need to compromise, no matter the persecution of this evil age.
因此没有任何必要去妥协在这邪恶的一代当中，这一代当中，因为神的恩典是充分的，自动的教导你怎么样的避开邪恶、罪恶。
Wicked world, we must face persecution. So there is no need to compromise.And fail to obey the Lord and end up in the lake of fire.
因此，你活在这邪恶的时代当中，你有充分的能够战胜一切逼迫、一切罪恶的神的恩典、神救赎的恩典。因此，你不必要去妥协来失败、被提结束在地狱的火湖。以后四章
Second Corinthians chapter 4
以后四章
I'm reading from verse 7 to 16
七到十六
It says but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
He's talking about the endowment of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord created us from the earth. We are earthen vessels made from soil, and then inside them deposited the treasure of His glory, the Holy Spirit.
主在这讲的就是受到圣灵的这个器皿，我们 用尘土灰尘来堆造的，可是我们里头有圣灵居住，这是珍宝，神的珍宝。
So Alitufinyanga, he built us as potter, he built us from this earthen, from the soil, earthen vessel. Now we have this earthen vessel made of earth, but inside he put the glory of the Holy Spirit.
我们用这地球的尘土的东西来被造，可是我们这属于尘土的器皿里头放上去的就是圣洁的圣灵，就是神的宝贝。
Verse 8 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair.
心里作难却不致失望
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被
丢弃。
记得神赐给我们的应许，他要跟我们同在，一直到世界的末了，通过圣灵来。这就是受到逼迫却不被丢失的、丢弃的。打倒了却不致死亡。
We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
Okay, I think you didn't get it right. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
我们身上常常带着的就是主耶稣的死，这一来主耶稣的生命可以显明在我们身上，通过我们来显明主耶稣的生命。
We who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生
命 may also be revealed in our mortal body.
使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So then, death is at work in us.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动。
But life is at work in you.
生却在你们身上发动。
It is written.
在我们。
I believed.
正如经上记着，我们既有信心。说我因信所以如此说话。我因信所以如此说话，我们也信所以也说话。
Because we know that one who is raised, the one who raised Jesus.Our Lord and blessed Savior from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. He's literally talking about the day of rapture.
自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活。现在惨的就是被拒，并且叫我们与你们一同担待他们前。
All this is for your benefit, so that the grace.That is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
凡事都是为你们，好叫恩惠因人多越发加增，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。
So he's defining the persecution of this life and he's saying you don't have to compromise. This was been designed by the Lord.
就是主在这不断地跟你们说，今生你受到逼迫，你不要以为稀奇，这是神的计划，是命定的。
In verse 15 it says, therefore we do not lose heart.
所以十六节神说，我们不丧胆。
Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
虽然我们的外体毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
我们这至真至清的红薯要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And there again he talk about that eternal glory the Lord promised in the vision of October 18, 2021. He talk about the glory to be revealed at rapture. It will be an eternal glory to be revealed in us. It's much greater than the light and temporary, momentary troubles. Light and temporary. The troubles, or the persecution we have. Light and also temporary. Short-lived.
再次谈的就是2021年10月18号神意向给我们的变荣耀的事情，就是背起的时候把背起的时候显现的这个荣耀，要出现的这个荣耀。因此我们在这今生的苦楚是轻的并且短暂的，跟那永远的荣耀相比是无法相比的。
So this conversation in verses 16 and 17 is humongous.
因此16、17这两节告诉我们的应许是非常的强大。
That should help the present day Christian encourage you to stand and walk the walk and walk the talk and not compromise.
给现今教会鼓励我们，鼓励着现今的基督徒来，不要妥协，一直走着窄路，忍耐到底的应许。
基
督在这说
，That the suffering or the persecution may be going through is actually number one light, number two it is temporary, short-lived.
你受到的逼迫痛苦是第一是轻的，第二是短暂的，你的苦楚是轻而短暂的。
He has deposited the glory, the glory of God, the glory of the Holy Spirit. So he is there to help us.
不仅你这尘土的器皿里头，神放下来了圣灵，圣灵会帮助你的。神放在你里头的圣灵，圣灵来帮助你，带领你，引导你，赐你能力。
That the way he designed the human body, the way he designed the human being at creation, in fact that when you receive Christ and you are being persecuted, obviously you will outwardly be wasting away.
这样一来，这段经文告诉我们的非常清楚，你收到了基督的灵重生了，你在这世上受逼迫受痛苦，那你的身体你的外体是要毁坏的。当你接受主基督，世界肯定跟你打仗，因此当然看你能够看到的就是你的外体毁坏的过程，这是当然的，这是应该的。你的外体是毁坏的，因为你是重生的。如果你是重生了，这个世界看你这个你的外体毁坏的。
But he's saying we don't lose heart. We do not lose heart when we are waiting outwards. Meaning the rejection of the world is very heavy, and you are not, you know, it's not friendly.It's not friendly at all.
这个世界对你的拒绝，这并不是亲切的、友好的，是非常严酷的。可是你的内心是却一天心思一天，因为你里头有圣灵的动工。
He says, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. He says there is a deposit of eternal glory that you are depositing inside you daily.Even if you are wasting away, but inwardly you are building for that day of glorification.
你的外体虽然一天比一天毁坏，可是你里头神放下来的那永恒的应许，在你的内心当中却一天心思一天来建立你的永恒，在你里头借着圣灵的帮助来。
But this outward wasting away is what I want to handle a little bit, which actually simulates, characterizes the persecution of this world against the children of God.
这外体的毁坏，我再描述一下，这外体毁坏的事情就是这个世界来逼迫属神的儿女的过程。这个世界呢，是必定要必须要破坏神的儿女。
What the Lord means by this is saying that essentially this world is not our home. We are always living in anticipation as sojourners, as pilgrims. We are anticipating for a better home. That means this world is not our home.
换言之，外界毁坏的事情告诉我们，这世界不是我们的家，因为这个世界总是敌对你、敌视你。我们是寄居的，我们是短暂留在这儿的，我们是盼望天上我们原本的家。这样，我们在地上，我们的外体是毁坏，是应该的。
And this wasting away is what really gives the picture of the fact that.When you receive the light of Christ, the light, born again, the world will hate you.
并且这外界毁坏的事情真的给你们这个场面，就是你里头的基督的光被这个世界拒绝，被这个世界挤兑。
约
翰十六三十二。
It says, I have told you these things so that you may have peace.
Anasema ya kwamba nimewaambia mambo haya ili kwamba mpate kuwa na amani.
In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
这个世界里头你会有痛苦、逼迫、艰难，可是不用担心，我已经战胜了世界。
The Lord says that outwardly, when we are born again and we are in this world.Persecution of this world against the believers, against the Christians, will cause us to waste away outwardly. He is essentially implying that this world is not our home. We need to know. He is letting us know that you just be aware that this world is not your home, and when you are born again and receive Jesus, this world must hate you.
当你的外界毁坏的时候，你要知道你是重生的，这个世界不是你的家。如果你一旦重生了，基督的光在你里头，这个世界肯定不会善待你，不会这个亲切的对待你。因此你要知道这个世界不是你的家。
In other words, the Lord is saying that this outward wasting away of Christians because of persecution while in this world is what should cause us to long with a great deal for our heavenly bodies, first of all, bodies that will not waste away.
并且说我们的外体毁坏，这本身告诉我们，我们在这地上受到的逼迫越大，我们对天堂的盼望也就照样大。所以我们外体越来越毁坏，我们对天堂的盼望越来越大。
That you may long for your heavenly bodies, your glorious bodies.
好让你来盼望你荣耀的身体，天堂的身体，因为你的地上的外体是毁坏的。
Now, truly say, the way it is said, that you may also long for your heavenly home. The world is not your home.
这样来让你盼望天堂的你的家，因为这个世界不是你的家，这是外界毁坏带给你的。
The wasting away outwardly, it essentially speaks about the fact that you should realize that this is hostile territory. This is not your home. Prepare to get out of here. Long for your heavenly home.
外界毁坏的事情告诉你，这个世界是对你敌对的，敌对的环境下，你现在所处的是受这种敌对拒绝的环境下，因此你要预备你的家，你要盼望你天堂的家。
And therefore, like I said, prepare to leave this place in the rapture to enter your heavenly home. It will be unbearable. Look at what is Turkey. Look at Syria. Look at Ukraine. Look at the words of my tongue in the Quran and all these prophecies on your TVs. It should tell you this is not our home. This is not a comfortable place at all. We should long for a better home where earthquakes will not be there. There will be no coronavirus. There will be no wars. There is no bloodshed. And you celebrate the wedding supper. Every evening you're going for a feast, for a ceremony before the Lord, for a banquet, for a dinner, for worship with the Lord, the whole night worship with the angels, and different clothes, different garments, different crowns for different occasions, eternally.
Pia微背要离开真理，因为这个世界这个地球是无法忍受的。看一下这个叙利亚土耳其发生的地震，看一下乌克兰的战争，看一下冠状病毒带给地球的这个什么事情。你必须要盼望更好的国度，更好的你的家，因为那没有地震，那没有冠状病毒，那没有流血的事件发生，那有永远不断的庆祝，永远的宴席，在那穿不同的衣服，天天不同的衣服，天天不同的冠冕来庆祝，跟天使在一起庆祝。
Kwa nyumba yenu ya umilele ambao Mungu ametayarishia pale mbinguni, itakuwa na amani, itakuwa na furaha, kuabudu Mungu, kuvaa mavazi yale ya sherehe kila siku, kila siku mtakuwa na sherehe, banquet yale sherehe, karamu ya mwanakondoo ya kusherekea na kukula chakula nzuri pale na kuoshi kwa njia kali sana kuabudu Mungu. Itakuwa ni kumwabudu Mungu na furaha ya milele, sherehe ya milele. Ile hali dunia hii naona ile watu wanafinywa na mtetemeko wa ardhi kwa ajili ya dhambi, wamekataa kusikiza neno langu, nikawagonga na wa corona pia wamekataa kutubu, nikawagonga tena na vita za Ukraine. Hapa ni mbaya. Sasa zile bulizenu zinachakaa, ile Biblia inasema hapa mstari wa 16, inapasa inastahili kuwafanya mutamani sana boma yenu, nyumba yenu, pale baba yuko mbinguni pale.
Hivyo basi anasema ya kwamba kama vile mili yenu inavyochakaa hapa duniani, basi inapaswa kuwasababisha ninyi mpate kutamani nyumbani, makao ya milele, mahali ambapo baba yenu Mungu wenu yuko mbinguni pale, mahali ambapo hakuta kuwepo na matetemeko za ardhi kama vile tetemeko la ardhi ambalo manabii wakuu zaidi wa Baba wamepiga Uturuki na Waashuri nalo linaloendelea sasa hivi, halitakuwa na vita kama vile vita vinavyoendelea kule Urusi na Ukraine sasa hivi, ya kwamba mahali pale ambapo hakuta kuwepo na korona, hakuta kuwepo na vita,
hakuta kuwepo na saratani, hakuta kuwepo na leukemia, hakuta kuwepo na ukimwi, hakuta kuwepo na tamaa ya dhambi, hakuta kuwepo dhambi na mishahara yake ya kifo, hakuta kuwepo magonjwa, maumivu, kuchukua tembe za Tylenol, nini, arthritis, hypertension, diabetes, kukatwa mguu mmoja, ama sijui kukua na vipofu, kwa maana diabetes imekrenda nini, ama kidney failure na dialysis kila mara, hakuta kuwepo na mambo haya, hata upasuaji wa hospitalini. Itakuwa ni sherehe tele, sherehe tupu. Mnafaa kuwa na hamu na gamu. Kwa hivyo sasa, wakati Biblia inasema kwamba mwili wenu zinachakaa. So when the Bible says that your body,
圣经说你的身体外体的毁坏，这是巨大的宣布，让你准备离开这里，这不是你的家。主在宣布，你在地上的身体不是你的家，你要准备离开这个地球。
Tafanya nini mpaka kujiandaa kutoka mahali hapa duniani humu na kuambia kwamba nyumbani hapa duniani sio nyumbani kwenu.
So the other translation,
另一个翻译，外体毁坏的这个事情怎么的解释？罗马十二章二。
ambao unazungumza kuhusiana na kwa nje tunachakaa, iko kwenye kitabu cha Warumi sura 12.
我们外体毁坏是另一个圣经的解释。
I urge you, brothers and sisters, Christians, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们， 将身体献上当作活祭，活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
He says, this is your true and proper worship.
你们这么做，你们如此侍奉是应该的，理所当然的。
He says, do not conform to the patterns of this world.
第二节说，不要效法这个世界，不要跟着这个世界的样子去做。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is.
叫你们查验何谓神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
The good, pleasing, and perfect will.
就是神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
In other words, the Lord is saying, you're saying very clearly that just be aware that this earthly body you have is temporary and it is full of decay.And dying when it reaches a certain age, arthritis sets in, the kidneys are failing, the brain is failing, the heart is failing.
神说非常明确地告诉你们，这地上的你的身体、你的外体是短暂的、毁坏的、破坏的。你达到了一定的年龄，那你的脑力、你的心脏、你的肾功能都有退步的。
All put together is that this world is not our home. We need to prepare for the eternal home. So the persecution that causes you to see the outward wasting away of your body is good because it reminds you that this world is not your home. If you are born again, it will be hostile to you.
因此你受到的逼迫来自于这世上的整个一切的逼迫，是告诉你们非常明确的事实。你在外界毁坏的事情，反而对你来说是个好的，让你明白你不是在地上永远居住的，这个世界是短暂的，并且你要准备离开这个世界，而要达到你所盼望的。
Hapa duniani sio nyumbani kwetu, bali tunapaswa kujiandaa kwa ajili ya makao yetu ya milele mbinguni.
And he should remind us that we should never ever conform to the patterns of this world.
并且神告诉我们绝对不应该要跟着这个时代、这个世界的样子去学。
In Hebrews chapter 13, it says the following, verse 14.
希伯来十三的十
四。
Again, Hebrews chapter 13, I'm reading verse 14.
希伯来十三的十四。
He says, for here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come.
我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. That is the constant reminder that this world is not our home, when our bodies are outwardly wasting away, and yet inside we are building a tremendous glory that will be revealed when the Messiah comes. So we should never compromise, but continue in holiness, building that glory, and looking forward to that day of revelation.
腓立比三章的二十节，我们是属于那天上的公民，我们的公民权是属于天堂的，因此我们的外界毁坏你不用担心，你不断的要建立你里面的内心的这个荣耀，到了那天，废弃的那天要显示的，你建立的荣耀到了那天要显示出来的，所以你要追求你里面你的内心要建立的荣耀，不要担心你外界的毁坏。雅各书四章的四节
，He says, "You are adulterous people."Don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity with God?
你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌的。
So when you choose now,to follow the Lord faithfully without compromise, then you quickly realize that this world from the beginning has been fighting God. So you cannot be friendly to this world.
因此，如果你下决心要侍奉主、跟随主，没有任何妥协的，就是要顺服主，你会发现这个世界不会对你善待，这个世界是敌对你、逼迫你。
You will realize very fast that this world right from the beginning has been fighting God. If you walk in Christ,
你会知道。你会知道这个世界起初就要跟神打仗的，你会明白这个事实。如果你跟基督在一起，你肯定这个跟这个世界成为仇敌。
And that's why the Lord says any friendship with this world becomes an enmity with Him Himself.
这是为什么神说任何一个你跟这世界的友好，就是跟神成为仇敌的。你要明白这个事情。
Adam and Eve when they appeared here.The world stopped the agenda of God that he had placed in them, the vision of God he had placed in them.
因为亚当和夏娃出现，神已经对他的神的意象已经放在他们里头了，神的意程已经放在他们里头了。
And then when you look at Cain and Abel, when now they are there, God uses Abel to fight, he uses Cain to fight the agenda of God.That was being displayed by Abel, his perfect sacrifice right there.
并且当你看到迦隐和亚伯，你会知道神放在亚伯身上的神的议程。
Enemy uses Cain. Again, let me repeat this for Swahili translation. You see, from Adam and Eve, the enemy fights the agenda of God that was in Adam and Eve, the vision that he had placed in them.
仇敌总是要跟神的议程打仗，要反对神的议程，放在亚当和夏娃身上的神的议程，仇敌来反对他，要破坏他。该隐和亚伯也是一样的，这样堕落来了。然后现在亚当和夏娃的儿子该隐和亚伯出现。那你可以发现同样的道理，就是仇敌使用该隐来要破坏亚伯，因为亚伯身上有神，神的议程就是要求人完全彻底献祭的顺服的。
A rejected sacrifice that you see going on in the present day church where they are worshipping and no cripple is walking, the Lord is not there, the cloud is not coming, rejecting their sacrifice. It began with Cain already in Genesis chapter 4.
这样一来拒绝完全的牺牲完全的献祭，这个事情从创世纪第四章已经开始了，该隐那个时候已经开始了，这样一来没有任何产值起来走路，没有神的云彩降下来，现今的基督徒现今的教会，因为他们已经拒绝了彻底的顺服，彻底的献祭。
They've got another gospel, a lighter cross, a different cross, they've rejected the blood, and they're worshipping in a modern Christianity. No cripple is walking, no blind can see, and no heaven is opening over there, no cloud is visiting them. You can see very clearly that God has rejected that sacrifice. He's not with them. And in so doing, the Lord is saying that rejection of a foul sacrifice already began with Cain. Cain brought and the Lord refused.
当你看到现代化的基督徒，你会看到不同的各种各样的十字架，那没有坦着起来，没有瞎眼的睁开眼睛，没有神的云彩降下来，因为他们的敬拜，他们的礼拜神没有接纳，因为他们已经妥协了，他们那没有，他们自己拒绝了彻底的顺服，彻底的献祭，彻底的
祭祀。
这样的事情已经在该隐和亚伯身上已经显示。
Why? What is the proof? You don't see cripples walking there. The cloud of God does not visit there.The open heaven, no rain pours into their churches. There is no one commanding heaven to open there.
为什么你们那儿没有抢救起来，吓得睁开眼睛？为什么没有省得云彩降下来？为什么没有任何一个人向前命令先打开雨水降下来呢？
So the world has always been fighting the agenda of God in the time of Adam and Eve, in the time of Cain and Abel, even in the days of Noah. That generation thought God, they refused to repent.
因此这个世界总是要跟神的议程打仗，要来反对神的议程。议程亚当和夏娃的时候，该因和亚伯的时候，并且挪亚的时代都是一样的。这个世界呢，要来反对神的议程的。
You see it even in the generation of Nimrod, the king of Babylon, when they built a tower of Babel.In that building of the Tower of Babel, you see the book of Genesis 11. That is rebellion. That is fighting God.
看一下尼尼罗的时代，就是第一个巴比伦王国，当他们盖起巴别塔的时候，创世纪十一章，这就是对神的眼中的抵抗，眼中的悖逆，眼中的反对。
That's why when Jesus came, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world."
世界总是要反对神的议程，来要抵对神。这就是为什么主耶稣基督来了，说我的国度不属于这个世界。
And that's why Jesus. 12.
Ndiyo sababu na Yesu pia akasema ya kwamba hata ninyi wafuasi wangu, hata ninyi waumini, hata ninyi wa Kristo, ninyi sio wa ulimwengu huu.
And that should make us understand that if Christ is the light of God, and yet we are wasting away in our bodies when we are in this world having received Christ, then that is essentially the realization of the fact that we are living in a wicked dark world that does not accept God.
当我们知道基督是神的光，并且我们知道我们基督徒的外体越来越毁坏，那就是这就是告诉我们，我们活在这邪恶的时代当中。
inabidi ulimwengu tupige kiwango ambapo sasa mwili zetu zichakae. Hiyo manake ndiyo ishara ya kwamba tunaishi kwenye dunia hii ambayo ni ya giza na ya uovu sana, ambayo sio nyumbani kwetu. Tunafaa kujitayarisha vyema kwenye utakatifu kutarajia nyumbani kwetu ya mbingu, nyumbani kwetu pale katika Yerusalemu mpya, ambayo ndiyo nyumbani kwetu wa kudumu wa milele. So you did just connect it for them. So this is very serious, blessed people. The Lord is saying that thisDecomposing and decaying of our bodies when we are here, this wasting away of our bodies when we are here, should even tell us that this life is temporary. This is decaying life. We should be looking forward to a more permanent life, to a better life.
因此我们在地上我们的外界毁坏，这是直接的告诉我们，我们要盼望的不是这短暂的毁坏的腐烂的这个地上的事情，反而我们要更加的要追求天上的永恒的永远的我们的家，我们的身体。罗马书的第六章
的
23
He says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord and blessed Savior.
因为罪的工价是死，可是唯有神的恩赐是永生，就在我们的主基督耶稣里。
And in Genesis chapter 3 verse 19, we saw that the body will waste away and go back to the dust from where it came.
并且我们创世纪三章的十九节，我们都看到了我们的外体都要毁坏成为灰尘，要归到尘土，就是我们借着尘土而被造的。
For me, when I see that, I see these two scriptures, the first thing that comes to mind is that God judges sin. Mankind failed to sin, and the wages, the judgment of sin fell on mankind, which is death.
当我读这段经文，让我想起的就是神审判罪，当人堕落了，神就要审判罪，
mshahara wa dhambi ni
mauti.
Kwamba mwanadamu alianguka katika dhambi na katika uovu, na kwa sababu ya hiyo mshahara wake dhambi ni mauti.
So the wasting away, the outward wasting away of our bodies should be very clean and clear to us that surely the wages of sin is death, that the plague of death came to us, the scourge of death came to us because of the sin that came into the world.
因此我们外界的毁坏会上明确地告诉我们，罪的代价是死亡，来自于世界的罪的代价，这个世界而引起的这个罪的代价是死亡，是外体的毁坏。
In other words, the Lord is telling us by saying that when we are here and walking with Christ, our bodies will waste away, but inwardly building a core of eternal glory, weight of glory, the wasting away outwardly of our body, he says that should tell us very clearly that life on this earth is very short, so you should use it to prepare for eternity.
因此我们在这的时候，我们跟基督同行的时候，我们外界毁坏告诉我们这世界是短暂的，并且不属，我们是不属于这个世界的，因此我们要预备，然后要盼望永恒的国度。当我们看到我们外界毁坏的时候，我们在这地上的生命是短暂的，我们用这一切的资源来要预备我们永恒的国度，要建立我们内心的永恒，到时候要显示出来的。马太六章的十一节，六的十一，马太。
Give us today our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
He did not say give us today our eternal bread.
他并没有说给我们永恒的饮食。
He did say give us eternally our daily bread.
并且他并没有说到永永远远的给我们饮食。
Very shortly, blessed people.
很快的，很短暂的。
And that means persecution is a must in this life because of sin. All this is because of sin.
这一切都是因为罪恶。我们在这地上的时候，因为罪恶受逼迫是应该的。
So all of the above put together, the persecution on this earth when you're born again and the wasting away outwardly of your body should tell us the following two most important lessons.
因此如果你是重生的，那整个一切我们现在说的整个一切的内容，包括你外界毁坏的事情，就告诉我们，第一，
We should really raise for us the premium of the salvation of the grace of Jesus that came to remove us from this unbelievable, deplorable, decomposing state.
非常的让我们去珍惜主耶稣基督带给我们的救赎的恩典，因为我们就在这一切被破坏的、毁坏的、腐败的、腐烂的这个世界当中得救的，受到这永恒的应许，就在这被腐烂的状态当中。
The grace of Jesus came as an antidote, as the solution, as the injection that is able to cure this state. We should really raise the premium and how precious, the preciousness and the value of the grace that Jesus brought to the world.
神的恩典，主耶稣基督带给我们的救赎的恩典，好像这个解毒剂，就是给我们打针，用这个打这个解毒针来要拯救在这一切腐烂的当中、腐败的当中、毁坏的当中，要得到永恒生命的唯一的，我们必须要，我们何等的要去珍惜，并且非常的教导我们很清楚的
teaches critically, a critical lesson that we should live our lives on this earth, this temporary life, should live it focusing on the coming eternal state of God, the coming kingdom of God.
这一切带给我们的非常要紧的教导，就是我们在这，我们活在这短暂生命的时候，在这个世界必须要追求盼望永恒的生命，永恒的活度。
So it should cause us today to review now the significance and the high value on the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
这样一来，再度的让我们去发现主耶稣基督死在十字架的何等伟大，何等有价值，何等大的事情。
The value of our relationship with Jesus, because wow, this relationship is what cured, what removed us from this decomposition state, decomposing state.
那已经这么强调主耶稣基督十字架的牺牲来，再度的要强调我们跟主耶稣基督之间的关系，我们必须要去珍惜的。要去擦亮的戒指来要打造这救赎的。
It should make us understand that that rescue that Jesus came to rescue us from this decomposing state is a result of the salvation he gave us. So it should cause us to walk a salvation with zero compromise to sin.
因此这种拯救就在这腐烂当中、腐败当中，借着主耶稣基督而来的这个拯救赐给我们的。因此我们必须要保持这个没有任何妥协的，对罪恶保持零容忍的，没有任何妥协的救赎。我们的救赎当中不应该有任何一点的妥协。
And so it should also cause us to realize that all this redemption from the decomposition state, the decomposing state you see in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4:16, where outwardly we are wasting away, that all this rescue from that state that Jesus brought is not complete until Christ returns. So this should cause us to focus more on the return of Christ and prepare more for it in holiness and righteousness.
并且inataka kutusababisha ya kwamba tufahamu ya kwamba
四章十六节告诉我们的这种拯救，就是我们的外界毁坏当中，这个叫腐烂当中，主耶稣就是带给我们的这个拯救，就是告诉我们这一切的拯救，我们外体、我们身体的拯救是耶稣基督再临的时候完成。因此，让我们来更加的等待，更加的盼望主耶稣基督的再往在圣洁。在圣洁和公义当中更加追求圣洁和公义当中来预备他的再临。
And we, it must also raise to us the understanding that we will be removed from this state, and that event of our removal at his return is called glorification. So it should really bring to our understanding the importance of the resurrection that Christ brought us, because that glorious resurrection is what earned glorification.
并且从这个腐烂腐败当中拯救我们，这就是告诉我们变荣耀的应许，这就是变荣耀的事情，这就是让我们毁坏的外体在主耶稣基督的复活当中我们也参加的事情，因为我们必须要变荣耀才能够进入天堂。
You cannot enter with your ordinary body into the glorious state. Even a pastor could find a thesis with
you. 因为你一般的状态这属地的这
because that is what earned us, that glorious resurrection of Christ is what earned us the glorification that was promised.
因为基督变荣耀的身体就是神赐给我们的应许，变荣耀的应许之下发生的。因此我们在这毁坏的身体参加主基督荣耀的复活。 因此我们不应该像现代基督徒一样，现代的这个现今的教会一样，浪费基督变荣耀的应许，浪费基督在变荣耀的变荣耀，为了我们变荣耀而付出的一切的代价。
We should let us understand that that salvation that we are walking today on this earth is what is our gateway. Based on how we walk the salvation of Christ, we can either be glorified on that day or not.So that salvation we are walking today is our gateway to the glorification that was promised.
因此我们在地上怎么的活出我们的救赎，简直是我们那天能不能进入那扇门是一样的等号的事情。你在地上今天怎么的活出你的救赎，就是到时候有没有你变荣耀的那扇门在你面前打开或者关闭。
This should also make us understand that the salvation we are walking today is actually the key to our entry, our eternity. Whether we enter the New Jerusalem or end up in the lake of fire, be very careful now how you hold your salvation as you walk today.
因此你怎么样的活出基督徒救赎的样子，就决定你那天的进入，你要么进入新耶路撒冷，或者被扔在地狱的火湖里，决定在你今天活出来的救赎的样子。
And so the Lord is raising a very high premium on the salvation of Christ, the salvation we have, that the Christians may stop this abuse of the grace of Jesus that is very proverbial, very, very perpetual in this age.
因此主再度的非常的强调我们拥有的这个救赎的价值，因为现今这一代不断的持续不断的侮辱主耶稣基督的恩典的救赎。不断的侮辱亵渎。
All this conversation the Lord is bringing right now is supposed to recalibrate, reset.The way you look at your Christian salvation, and the way you look at sin and reject it, and the way you now walk as a holy Christian.
这一切的内容要来修正、修改你对基督徒救赎的看法，你对罪的理解，你对基督徒圣洁生活方式的一个认知，这整个一切的方面来要修正、修改。
He says the following, Job chapter 19. Verses 25 and 27.
He says the following.
I know that my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
And that in the end, he will stand on the earth.
末了必站在地上，当他来临的时候站在橄榄山上。
赞美主，我的主，
我这皮肉灭绝之后，这就是你外体毁坏的事情。
And yet in my flesh I will see God. That is now the glorious body, the new body you receive.
我必在肉体之外得见神，这就是荣耀的身体，受到神荣耀的身体而见到神。
This is resurrection body you get. This is resurrection. And yet, because it says, after my skin has been destroyed down there by the worms, and yet in my flesh I will see God. You get a new body, a glorious body. This is the promise of resurrection right here.
这就是复活的应许，你的身体死在地上，那虫子都咬进你的身体，你身体已经不见了，可是到时候你受到荣耀的身体，这就是你复活，你身体复活的应许，你现在穿着荣耀的身体而见到神。
This is the promise of the glorious resurrection given to the church. This one here.
这就是赐给教会的变荣耀复活的应许，以复活然后受造着荣耀身体的荣耀的复活。我自己要见他。我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，这就是新耶路撒冷。信徒身外人。
I myself will see him with my own eyes. This is when now you are living. The dwelling of God has become man. He's with man now in the New Jerusalem.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人，像在新耶路撒冷。我的心肠在我里。
I am not another. How my heart yearns within me.
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见他。我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。我的心肠在我里面消灭了。如果你在地上没有认真的、没有眼睛的、声音的对待你的救赎的话，你不可能进入，为什么没有穿上荣耀的身体在你身上，你无法进入。
Why the two prophets of God, one of them is in glorious body?
你有没有问过主两位先知，为什么另一个主的先知在荣耀的身体当中？如果他没有穿上这荣耀的身体，怎么可以出现在神面前，听到神的声音，看到神的一切，然后再传给你们呢？你需要这荣耀的身体，这是永恒的身体，才能够进入神永恒荣耀国度的身体。
And that is being decided right now here on the earth, how you are walking with your Christian salvation.
这就是关乎到你在地上怎么样活出你基督徒的生活样式。
If you will walk holy and righteous, you'll enter, you'll get a glorious body, and you'll go right before the Lord and stay there forever with daily banquets and worship services and celebration, praise, worship.
如果你行走在基督徒圣洁公义的生活样式里头，你会得着这荣耀的身体，出现在神面前，来参加神的宴席，天天庆祝，天天永永远远的。因此那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的，就跟我一起祷告。强大的主耶稣，
I now receive you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior.
现在我接受你，在我心中做我的主和救主。
Please establish your salvation in my heart.
请求主在我心中建立你的救赎。
A holy salvation.
圣洁的救赎。
That I may have zero tolerance to sin.
好让我对罪保持零容忍。主啊，今天早晨我接受你做我的主和蒙福的救主，并且请求主用神永恒的国度来遮盖我，给我印章，并且借着圣灵来努力赐给我，这样一来你在临的时候让我参加你变荣耀的事情，应许你以强大的耶稣圣灵而求，我重生了。
Thank you.
谢谢。